Hey everyone, welcome back. We're gonna be jumping into something pretty heavy today.
Yeah, definitely some murky waters.
So we've got three articles from CBS, AP, and NPR,
Okay.
and they're all talking about this court ruling that really just kind of like upended Biden's immigration policy.
Right.
It's kind of a big deal for a lot of families,
Yeah, no kidding.
especially families where you have undocumented immigrants who are married to US citizens. So that's kind of the focus here. We're trying to figure out like what was this program all about?
Yeah.
Why did it end up in court?
Right.
And like where do things go from here?
And especially because of the timing of it all, this is happening
I
just as
wish.
we're switching to a new administration.
The elephant in the room.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And Trump, he's got a whole different approach to immigration.
Oh, yeah, completely
So
that.
this is going to be interesting.
So let's just back up for a second.
What exactly was this Biden program?
Officially, it was called Keeping Families Together, which kind of tells you what they were going for.
Straight to the point.
Right. It was announced back in June, pretty soon after Biden got into office, and it focused on a very specific group of people, undocumented immigrants who were married to U.S. citizens. But they had to have been living here for at least 10 years without any serious criminal history.
So pretty upstanding
Yeah,
folk.
we're talking about almost 500,000 people who might have qualified.
Wow, 500,000. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it's a big chunk of the population.
Okay, so what did this program actually DO for these families?
Well, think of it like this. It was the way to help these families get on a path to legal status, but without like completely disrupting their lives. It gave them work permits right away and protection from deportation.
Wow, that's got to be a relief.
Huge relief.
Just taking that off the table.
Absolutely. They were living with so much uncertainty.
Right, because just because you're married to a US citizen
Right.
doesn't mean you automatically get a green card.
Exactly. And that's the crazy thing. They can apply for a green card, but they have to leave the country first.
What?
Yeah. And then come back in legally to actually do it.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's nuts. Can you imagine? You've built your whole life here, and then you have to leave and risk not being able to come back.
For how long?
Oh, it could be years, sometimes even a decade.
So Biden's program was trying to fix that.
Exactly. They were trying to use this thing called parole in place.
Okay, I've heard of that.
It's basically hitting pause on deportation. Usually it's for very specific situations, you know. So someone can stay in the U.S. while they're working on their immigration status. This program would have given that parole to these immigrants so they could apply for a green card without having to leave.
So on the surface, it sounds pretty reasonable, trying to keep families together while still following the rules, right?
Yeah, definitely try to find a humane solution.
So where did things go off the rails?
Well, Texas and 15 other states,
Okay.
all with Republican governors, by the way,
Oh, and it's
decided they weren't having it.
okay.
They teamed up and filed a lawsuit against the program.
What was their argument?
They said Biden was overstepping his boundaries, basically trying to make new immigration laws without going through Congress.
Classic separation of powers debate.
Yep, exactly.
So it became political.
Pretty much, yeah.
And wasn't there a judge involved?
Oh, yeah. Judge J. Campbell Barker. And he was appointed by Trump.
Really? Hold on, that seems important.
Yeah, it's definitely something to consider, right?
I mean, these days, everyone sees judicial appointments through a political lens.
Right. And this decision coming from a judge appointed by a president who is very outspoken.
Trump and immigration,
You know,
not exactly subtle.
it makes you wonder.
Does personal ideology play a role?
Yeah, it's a question that's not going away anytime soon.
Definitely not.
But anyway, back in August, this judge put the program on hold. And then just this week, he shut the whole thing down. He agreed with the states about the cost, saying it could actually encourage more immigration.
And lead to higher costs for the states.
Exactly, things like state services and all that.
So now, what happens to all those families who were counting on this program?
That's the big question, isn't it? They were hoping for some stability, and now they're right back in limbo.
It's got to be devastating.
Absolutely.
And then there's Trump
Oh, yeah, don't forget about him.
back in the White House.
And his whole campaign was about deportations and being tough on immigration.
Oh, man.
That's not looking good for a lot of these families.
I mean, this isn't just about enforcement, is it?
No, not at all.
This could really impact existing immigration laws too,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Trump has been very clear about wanting to change the whole system.
Yeah, and this ruling could give him the power to do it.
Like, actually dismantle programs that protect undocumented immigrants.
It's a scary thought.
It
A
is.
lot of people could be at risk.
Yeah. And what about the courts? Does this ruling set some kind of precedent?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, so.
Well, think about it. If courts start putting limits on what the president can do with immigration, it changes everything.
Like, literally changes the rules of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay. So this isn't just about one program.
Nope.
This could impact future cases too.
Absolutely. This could change how immigration law is interpreted from now on.
So we're talking huge ripple effects.
Huge. It affects other cases, policies, even future laws.
Like a seismic shift.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so all of this sounds pretty bleak,
Yeah.
especially for those families who are already vulnerable.
Right.
Is there any hope? Like,
Yeah.
is there any way to fight this?
Well, the Justice Department could appeal the ruling,
Okay.
take it to a higher court.
So there's a chance it could be overturned.
There's a chance,
But
yeah.
that's a long process, right?
Yeah. Appeals can take forever.
And there's no guarantee.
Nope. Courts can be pretty unpredictable.
Okay, so what about outside the courts?
Like political
Oh,
action.
yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
there are definitely groups working on this.
Okay, good.
Immigrant rights groups are already mobilizing.
What are they doing?
They're pushing for laws to protect families and create a path to citizenship.
So they're trying to work with Congress
Yeah, and they're doing a lot to raise awareness.
about the real human cost of all this.
Exactly. They're showing how these policies affect communities across the country.
Okay, so it's a two-pronged approach then.
Yeah, makes sense, right? You need both the legal fight and the political fight.
It sounds like an uphill battle.
It is, especially with the political climate right now.
Yeah, but we have to try, right?
Of course.
We have to speak up.
Absolutely.
Our voices do matter,
They do.
even if it feels like we're shouting into the void.
We can't stay silent on this.
So what can we do besides voting? I mean,
Well, stay informed, talk to your elected officials,
right.
support those organizations that are fighting for immigrants' rights.
Yeah, every little bit helps.
Exactly. We can all do something.
Okay, so we've covered the program, the legal challenges, the politics of it all. But I want to go back to something you said earlier,
What's that?
the human impact.
Oh,
These
yeah.
aren't just abstract legal ideas.
No, they're not.
They're affecting real people's lives.
Absolutely, and in a huge way.
And in this case, the consequences are pretty harsh,
Yeah,
right?
we're talking about families being torn apart.
People's lives completely upended.
It's awful. It's heartbreaking.
The uncertainty and fear these families must be going through.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And some of them might actually have to apply for legal status from their home countries,
Yeah, I know.
which could mean being separated from their loved ones for years.
It's a choice no one should have to make.
It really highlights the emotional toll of all of this,
The constant stress.
the anxiety.
Yeah.
It's a huge burden to carry.
A lot of these families have been living in limbo for years.
Just hoping for some stability.
Yeah. And now this ruling just throws everything back into chaos.
It's so easy to get lost in the legal arguments and the political back and
I
forth.
know.
But these are real people. Families just trying to build a life.
And contribute to their community.
Yeah, they just want to live their lives like everyone else.
Exactly. Their stories need to be heard.
Their struggles need to be acknowledged.
We have to remember their
We have
humanity
to remember their humanity.
and approach this whole issue with compassion.
Right. Behind every legal case, every policy debate, there are real people whose lives are being affected.
I think that's a good point to end on, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that this is more than just an intellectual debate for us.
It's people's lives.
Yeah, for many people, this is life or death.
Family unity.
The right to live without fear. Exactly.
And that should be at the forefront of our minds when we talk about these issues.
We need solutions that are legally sound, yes.
But also morally just.
And compassionate. Okay, so we've covered a lot today.
A lot, yeah.
We talked about the program, the legal challenges, the political fallout.
And the human side of it all.
And it's important to remember that this is just one piece of a much bigger puzzle.
It is.
Immigration in the U.S. is a complex issue.
With a long and complicated
And
history,
it's an issue that's constantly changing.
shaped by so many factors.
Politics, legal interpretations,
And of
the
course.
lives and experiences of real people.
Yeah, we can't forget about them.
So, as we continue to try and understand this, it's crucial to approach it with nuance empathy, and a real commitment to finding solutions.
Solutions that work for everyone.
Okay, so we've talked about appeals and political action.
Yeah.
But are there any other ways to address these challenges?
Challenges faced by mixed status families, I mean.
Yeah, are there other approaches out there? Well, there are a lot of ideas being discussed.
Like what?
Well, some people think we should expand existing programs that offer temporary relief from deportation.
Okay, like DACA.
Yeah, DACA or TPS.
Temporary protected status.
Exactly. Those programs have helped millions of immigrants.
By letting them live and work here without fear of being deported.
Exactly. It gives them a chance to breathe.
So these are programs that have already been proven to work.
That's the idea. Build on what we already have.
And it could be a more immediate solution.
Right. While lawmakers figure out the bigger picture.
Are there any other ideas out there?
Another idea is creating a path to citizenship.
Okay, I've heard of that.
But it's controversial.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It would involve certain criteria, like paying taxes, passing background checks, proving, you know, English.
It makes sense, but it's not easy.
Nope. Some lawmakers are really against it.
It's tough.
It is.
Trying to enforce the law, but also recognizing that people have built lives here.
That's the heart of the issue, isn't it?
It really is.
There are valid points on all sides.
Yeah.
Finding common ground means really thinking about the legal, economic, and humanitarian parts of it all.
It's messy.
It is.
And there are no easy answers.
Nope, none at all.
But it's a conversation we need to have.
Absolutely.
As a nation.
We can't ignore this.
The lives of millions of people are at stake.
We have to find a way forward.
Yeah. It does feel like every time we get close to like some kind of agreement on immigration, something happens and we're right back where we started.
It's true. Always something new.
I think going forward, we really need to be careful about how we talk about this as a society.
Like actually listen to each other.
Right. And be open to different perspectives.
We need to find solutions that actually work.
Solutions that are fair.
And realistic.
Which is tough, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Especially with everything going on politically.
But it's important. We can't just give up.
No.
We have to keep working towards a system that's more humane and just...
Yeah. And while we're doing that...
We can't forget about the human side of things.
Absolutely.
We've talked about the fear.
Yeah.
The uncertainty.
And the impossible choices these families face.
But they're so strong.
They are.
Their resilience is incredible.
It's inspiring, really.
Their love for their families, for their community.
It's what keeps them going.
Yeah. And that's what really shines through in all of this.
Absolutely.
We need to hear those stories. Yeah. They're not just like side notes.
They're at the heart of it all.
They remind us... what's really at stake here.
Exactly. It's not just about laws and policy.
It's about real people's lives.
And their dreams.
And honestly,
yeah,
I think those stories are what can bring us together.
They can help us understand each other.
Build empathy.
And inspire us to find better solutions.
Solutions that respect everyone.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
The Biden program, the legal challenges, the politics, the human impact.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's so important. It really is.
This issue deserves our attention.
And our empathy.
We have to commit to finding solutions that actually work.
For everyone involved.
So as you continue to learn about this issue, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Knowing what we know now.
About all the roadblocks and challenges.
Right. What other ways could we address this?
How can we help mixed status families?
A big question.
But it's one we need to keep asking.
It's worth thinking about for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, knowledge is power.
Especially with something as complex as immigration.
Keep learning, keep asking questions.
And keep fighting for what's right.
We'll see you next time.